Okay, Vestas are Tullius B'yomim. So we have Vestas that are Tullius in days. They are days.
Chol Yisrael doesn't get to
no, it's 15 minutes. I don't know how much I have to cut off.
Did you take
I put it on the beginning.
You know, you should make two sections. The Litzanah section.
Oh, so, yeah.
The Shir section.
That's what he asked me, if I could put up all the edited, unedited versions of it.
Boomers.
Yeah. The Isha Shein Levest Kavua. She doesn't have a Vest Kavua. Three Halashas of Kamasugi Vestas. Oh, we did. No, we didn't do this. Vest HaChodesh, that's the day of the month, Jewish day of the month. Vest HaFlaga, that's the interval, like the amount of days in between periods. And Ayinavainen is the 30th. Well, we'll see what day it is exactly, but the Pashup Shad is the 30th day. Ach Isha Sheyesh Levest Kavua. She has a vest kavua. Ain't a chashash is other vest kavua b'vad. If she has a vest kavua, then all she has to keep is that set day, and everything else is.
If she has a
way,
vest kavua,
it could be an interval or it can be a day of the month.
And she, the other one, get knocked off. And
it could be other things too, but those are the two basic ones.
Yeah. Right? Bein itself gets knocked off.
Everything gets knocked off, right? Which would be gebaldik. If a woman had a vest kavua, it would be mardedik. Not the new moon. Not the new moon. What if it's a Jewish day of the month? We'll get to that.
That's the deal of whatever, all that stuff.
Whatever best it would be. If a woman had a set saga, which wasn't this mana gemara like that, then we wouldn't have to spend so much time on this. But, doesn't want any of that. We'll see, we'll get to it.
Woman's body is $20,000.
She's
affected by the month.
Normal
one.
It's the third of every month. On sale at day.com. $40. Pulalin is closing the door. I've watched that 3 o'clock time now. Really nice. Which unfortunately is taking time a lot lately, middle of the night. Ulalon, Behem Shechatim, and Yuvud in Zebar. We'll explain this. Okay. Eina Yisha Gavaz says, I told you the Yomim. Here you go. This is for you, Yoni. And Ish is not Kaveya Vest, that's Tully in days, Ella in Kol HaRias HaYubayna Achas. Unless all the Rias are in one. That is not that part, it's something else. If they have to be in one Aina. Again, an Aina here is either day or night. Kigan Shirat says, Kulim B'yayim HaVilayim. She has to see all the periods B'yayim HaVilayim.
I noticed that.
Aval in Ras, the Pam B'layim of Pam B'yayim. But if she sees once at night, and once during the day, Kigan Shirasa Echad Nisan Delilah, on the first day of Nisan at night. Aleph Iyar Delilah, and the first Iyar the night. Aleph Sivan B'yayim, right, so she goes night, day, ain't the Kriyas, that's not a Kriyas. It all has to be in the same, either all during the day or all at night. Okay, that's how you would be Kaveya. He's going through the basic ways of being Kaveya, that's first. That's Shem Nikva. If a vest is kavua, and a neck of a bavas mishloish shapam, it doesn't get uprooted less than 3 times. The hainu sheyavro la shloish yimei vest v'loy sirah. She has to pass the 3 days of the vest without seeing. He's going to get back to all this. Right? That's where it gets very complicated. If a woman ever was to create a vest kavua, it sticks with her for 3 months. Right? Regardless of what day she sees the next month. So then she has to start keeping multiple days. Right? It makes her a big headache. Right? Abul Vesh Enukavua, neck of a pamach is Vesh Enukavua, that's uprooted once. Shafiwa Mrasa Biyom, you do a Shneko Amen. Let's say she sees on a certain day twice, meaning Aleph, like using the last example, Aleph Nisan and Aleph Iyar. Right? Now, with a pamach, she just learned also, like the third time she doesn't see an Aleph, Enukhashesh Allah, you're not Khashfer anymore, meaning one might make a mistake and think that if a woman sees 3 times on Aleph, so it requires her to uproot it 3 times, meaning not see on Aleph 3 months in a row, right? So you might think, okay, so she sees twice on Aleph, so then she has to not see on Aleph twice in order to uproot, but that's not the case. Once,
it's not covered.
Right, until it's the word that it gets uprooted after 1 time. Im Omar Avest Kavua, the Lloyd Bosna Satan Yom Avest. That's an interesting thing. If she passes the Avest Kavua and she didn't do a Badika on the Yom Avest, she forgot that it was the Avest Kavua day. Like Nekar Havest, then the vest is not uprooted. Afilu im Lloyd Rosva, even if she didn't see on it. Shein Vest Kavua Nekar Elekisha Badka Boy Umatsa Tahira. It's not uprooted unless she does a Badika. Which is an interesting thing, because that means that, do we look at it like she got a period that day or not? Yeah. Let's take an example. She sees Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. Aleph Nisan, Aleph Iyar, Aleph Sivan. Right? So she's got to separate when? Aleph Tammuz. Right? She forgot to do a bedikah on Aleph Tammuz. What's her din on Beis Tammuz? She's mother to be with her husband or also? We did this already in Kufei Dalet. She's also until she does a bedikah. Right? She does a bedikah and then she becomes mother. So then why is it that it won't be uprooted?
Even if she doesn't, she finds it, it's nothing.
You're taking two chumras here, from both ends. You're being mocked from both ways. For those that keep close time, I don't know if you can handle that. Let's finish off the paragraph.
It's only by Meskabuah, right?
Only by Meskabuah. Avshemu teres lebala achagah chayidei bedikah, even though lemaisa she's mutter to her husband afterwards chayidei kakur, kemavur v'simin kufei dalet or yisi dalet, which we saw a few weeks ago. So now let's go, I think he goes through the case here. V'lachin, over yom aves pamayim. Let's say she passes the vest, say, twice. U'bazka v'loy rotewa, and she taka did a bedikah. So using our example, she saw Aleph Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. Tammuz and Av, she separated on Aleph, and she did a bedikah the way she was supposed to. Right? Then Elul...
Wait. But when did she see?
It doesn't make a difference when she saw. Either she didn't see at all...
A week later?
Either she didn't see at all, or she saw... Whenever. As long as she didn't see on Aleph.
If she sees a week later, both times, she sees a week later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah,
she still has not uprooted her vest kavur for Aleph. Yes, she does. Yeah. Well, that's not machmor both ways. Then you have to be chashish that she's creating a new vest, right? So again, she saw Aleph Nisan here, Sivan, then Tammuz and Av. Instead of seeing an Aleph, she saw like your example, she saw on Ches.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Comes El, Aleph El. She has to separate because she hasn't uprooted for 3 months, but she forgot to separate. Or she separated, but she forgot to do a bedikah. Is it up? And she didn't get a period Aleph. Is it uprooted? It's not uprooted because she didn't do a bedikah. Right? Again, the lechayim over yom aves hamayim. If it passed twice with badka, and she did a bedikah v'loy rasa, but she didn't see. But hamashlishes loy badka v'loy rasa, she didn't do bedikah, but she didn't see. Loy nekar aves. It's not nekar. But dayin tzricha he lavash. She still needs to be chashrit. Ach, im over yom vest she'ena kavur, but if a vest she'ena kavur day passes, I feel him loy batka be yom vest, even if she didn't do a bedikah, mekomakum nekar a vest, it's uprooted in loy her gisha, v'loy rastavay, if she didn't have argosha and she didn't see. Right?
So if she has a vest kavur on Alice and it passes,
mm-hmm.
and that month, so it's been going on for a year or whatever, right, and then that month she sees on hay, the next month she has to
pay
also?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Okay? So those are the basic rules of creating and what's the word? Creating and uncreating and destroying, I guess. Right, creating and destroying the best.
Negating?
There's a little more complications to it than this.
If you ever see an off-camera, it comes back, right?
So there's something interesting about the vest kavua, he discusses it later. We'll just discuss it outside. Meaning, let's say she has a vest kavua for Aleph. And this is why Bizman is there. If a woman gets a vest kavua, really, you gotta really keep track. If a woman sees Aleph for 2 years straight, then she uproots it to next month, she's bathed, and then hay, and then ches, and whatever it is, she doesn't see Aleph. For 10 years, she doesn't see Aleph. Right, and then 10 years later, she sees on Aleph.
Even once.
Once, the vest kavua comes back for Aleph, meaning the vest kavua stays dormant. The only thing that could completely eliminate a vest kavua is a different vest kavua.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, let's say she sees Aleph, and then she would switch to Hey, then Aleph is gone forever, then Hey replaces it. Right. So there's mind of this. Sometimes a fluke thing. You have a woman that sees gets a vest kavua for 3 months. Right. She's got to keep that, and the chances, bizmanazeh, of a woman replacing with a vest were very slim. So every time she sees Aleph, even once,
she needs 3 months.
Then she has to start separating on double days every month.
For 3 months.
And then again, if she sees Aleph, whatever it is, it's complicated. Yeah. So that's why you really shouldn't root for the rest of Me'ikra, that you would really think you should. You only have to deal with one day a month. But unless you're going to maintain it, it becomes a very big headache. You have to show them a headache, whatever, you got to really keep track. Okay, Vesach Chodesh. Now, Rosa Ba'alaf Nisan. She sees an Aleph Nisan. Asura B'chodesh Shalachar Ba'alaf Iyar. She has to separate the next month on Aleph Iyar. Perhaps she's going to see to that day in the next month. She sees 3 months in a row. Again, it has to be in a row. That day. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. Right? We're going through this pretty fast. There's not that much... Much to discuss here. Yeah, Vesta Chodesh. This bracket. That's what you were asking, Yoni. Vesta Chodesh Nichbar Rak Lefi Chodshei Hashan La Hashana HaYehudim. It only goes with the Jewish year. Ach, in Rosa B'Shloisha Chodesh and Ritzufim Lefi Chodshei Umos Ein Aklum. You see, with the secular calendar, is nothing. Ve'en Tarach Lachoshalim Afilu L'Chumra. Even for a chum, you don't have to be chashvit. I'm glad somebody asked this to me a few weeks ago. Seems like his wife was getting a period on the, I don't remember what day of the month, the same secular day of the month. Right? So there's nothing there. You don't have to keep it. Right? Now, look at 10. What?
For the what? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Look at Tess in the footnote.
With Shkia also, 3 months in a row of Shkia.
What do you mean?
Shkia gets either earlier or later.
Right, somebody wants to ask me this. It goes by. Meaning theoretically, you could see at the same hour, right, of which it can be either a night test or a day test. Right? Okay, that's already more complicated. Tess, Cheshav Eifud. Test on the footnote. You're not kaveh a vest with the Mailer Halavana.
What does that mean?
Meaning, what's the pshan of vest achaydash?
The moon has impact on
everybody. The moon is, obviously, if you're going with the chaydash, so when the moon hits a certain position every month, it's going to cause certain women to see. Right? So now, L'chara, it shouldn't go with the day of the month, because the moon is not always in the same position on every day of the month. It depends on the Maulid. Right? Because our calendar, we've messed up. We're not dealing with Adam seeing the moon. We're just dealing with the set calendar. Right? So L'chara, according to, if the size of the moon is what causes it, So then it should work with the Mavid, not with the Chodesh. And there is a sheet that holds that you type it out the way you calculate it. Right? But we don't go like that because we say that Bezdin is what causes the month. Bezdin has control over the moon. Right? That's the end of Ringavai, the case in the Gemara there with the girl that lost her student. And the girl less than three loses her student.
She come back.
They come back. If she's before she's three, somebody's mahanas, a girl less than three, still wouldn't come back, right? So there was a maisa where a girl was, she was nanasis, and Bezin was ma'ava the year. He added another ada so that she would be less than three, so that the student would go back and talk. So that's the Gemara. So that's, yeah. So where's the Gemara?
All these stories are in
the house. Yeah, and they say people are dead nowadays, right? But anyways, that's the lie they bring, that it works. Bezdin has control over the moon, maybe. That's why we pass.
What's the moment?
What is it? Whenever the new moon comes out. It should be, every woman should know that, like, 3 days and 14 hours after the moon comes out, maybe not necessarily to the hours, but within 3 days, No, we don't hold them. Yeah, you'd actually have to listen to the mother.
I listen, but I don't. Why do they
say anything? Yeah, basically.
Why?
That's the way it is. In most yeshivas,
why you call
anything
up, why you call Israel?
In yeshivas, most things that are done in public are used. Most yeshivas.
Right. You know that at some point, there wasn't an Israel for Yiddish, and they made it up.
Okay. The Moshe spoke Yiddish. First of all,
like only. You never have to go.
Okay, quickly, this is an interesting case. Let's say a woman sees, this happens, this is more common. She gets the period on the 30th day of the month. Now, in most cases, what's the next month?
29.
So what do you keep? You get a freebie?
No.
Huh? Rosh Lama Kislev Chodesh Tevis Shel Achram Ein Lamed L'Chodesh. Right, Shechodesh Tevis L'Olam Chosam Nechshav Aleph Shvat Kiyom Avetz Vasurabay. Then Aleph Shvat is the day, and it also that's not L'Chaladei. There are those I think that hold. Let's just do Chesed. Let's say she's on the 1st and the 18th, very short cycle. Right? That's not mevatel. A woman could theoretically have 2 days in a month. Why not? A woman can have a double. What is it?